views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, if my mommy were alive today, she would sing, Dee Dee, the world's just going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, I want you to know it's affecting us all. The social consciousness, we talked a little bit about this last week, is affecting all energy. So this is the time you have to really stay conscious and do your work around what you want to order, right? Where your focus is on. So it's been kind of a good week and kind of a bad week for me. And I don't usually fall into the unhappy place, but I've been kind of there this week. This is even before all the England stuff started, having to do with some stuff that's going on personally in my life. And so I asked the channel, you know, why are we unhappy when we get what we want? So I want you to look in your life. We're happy if we get it, and we're happy if we don't get it. What's up with that? And I was given a very interesting piece of information, and I didn't quite know where to go with it at first. The channel said it's something within you, an indwelling spirit within you, within us, okay? And then they showed me The Exorcist, and I said, okay, dudes, I don't believe in that. But what it ultimately came out of when I asked for a definition, it's a spirit, an energy, a part of me that came in with me in this incarnation that I've been working to release in many past lives. Now, those of you that have done any kind of session with me, past lives usually come up, and they usually give me a number of how many past lives you've been working on a particular issue. You know, that's why the biggest issues always give you the biggest results, because you've been carrying them for so long. So this is something we've all been carrying, right? Pretty much since we were incarnated into our first human experience, or otherwise they're adding now. What do we have to do to release negative energy that we came in with? And you know, I'm using the word negative just because it describes energy that's not really supporting us in being happy. So we know that all energy is God energy. And God energy is directed by man to be what we have termed positive and negative. But all energy in its truest form is positive, because it's just energy. It's material to waiting to be put into form through our direction on this plane. So what do we have to do to release negative energy that we came in with? And they gave me number 12 on the first sheet. All energy is integrated completely into my divine self. That means all energy within me, all energy outside of me, needs to be integrated into my divine self. And how do we say divine self easily? Love, with a capital L. So, in other words, all energy within me has to be integrated completely into love. And from the beginning of my first and your first physical incarnation and beyond, there has been a split in the integration of this, because in the beginning, we thought we were cast out. And so they said it's so important for us to integrate this all energy into love now, because we will remain a house divided against ourselves, which is the metaphor that the United Kingdom just played out right in front of all of our eyes. A kingdom that was united, that now is separate, and is falling in many different ways. It's created a crack, if you will, in the house, literally and figuratively. And what does that do? It disrupts the flow. So why does this keep happening to us, guys, as much as we know about how energy works? Because we have that continuing expectation that things are going to be bad. Bad things are going to happen. And that keeps us in continual fight or flight. Continual fight or flight. So, around our upcoming election and the politics that are going on, they are begging us, and they underline that word, they are begging you, be clear about what you want and keep your focus on it. Mr. Trump is going to win this election because he's stirring up so much negative, fearful, angry emotions within people, and that's keeping people focused on him, which is increasing his power. What do you want? What do we want in our country? Of the United States of America. Peace. I am ordering a country of peace. I am ordering a country of unity. I am ordering a country of integrity. I am ordering a country of love. I am ordering a country that always elects their highest individual to lead them and guide them into expansion and harmony and love. This is the country I want. I want a country that's strong politically and strong in its knowing, in its knowingness, hold on, I was waiting for the words, of its strength and power. Much like I ask you to do all the time. Is your heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point, which keeps you in your knowing? Focus only on what you want. As far as everything that went down in England, They want you to know that you're in turmoil and the whole world is in turmoil about it because they're changing the rules. There's new rules. And nobody's positive. These rules are not positive or negative, but they're new. And they upset everything because we have to learn a new way of playing the game. Well, wait a minute. This isn't the way we created this board game of the global world years and years and years and years ago. These are the rules. What do you mean you don't want to play by the rules? And the channel wants us to know all will be fine. Everything is fine unless you keep your focus on the fear and the disruption and the expectation of bad things to happen. Again, you are at choice about how you want to create this. This is not happening to you. This is happening with you. What focus do you want to hold? So here's our direction for America, for the world, for ourselves. This is the highest claim for harmony. I command all energy is integrated completely into my divine self, also known as love. I command all energy is integrated completely into love. Hold your focus on that. You will hold your balance. Okay, anything else? All right. Wow. All right, we can go to the calls. And I'm starting with Catherine in New Jersey. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
That was very powerful. I'm glad for the reminder. I've been going through some things physically. Doing a lot of heavy lifting and things, and I kind of hurt myself, my chest, my throat, spasming and things. It is getting better. I am getting some chiropractic. I'm getting another adjustment today. But I wanted to connect with perhaps with this other things that are contributing to it, that energetically, emotionally, what have you, that I can help myself with.
Well, honey, I think you said the words already. I've done some heavy lifting. So metaphorically and energetically, they want you to get clear about what you feel like you have to carry all by yourself.
Oh, that's easy. Well, no.
Okay, well, that's
all by myself without help. Ah, yes. Well, that's what I've been trying to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You always have help unless you are living in the belief system that you don't. But it's a true statement that you haven't asked for help. You have not asked the universe, and in our terms, ask means claim or demand. You have not said, God, universe, I am opening myself up to being helped in every way possible. Send me help now.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes,
okay.
I haven't done it like that.
Now,
no, go. Yes.
Okay, well, that's what they want us to get clear about today. We have got to command, just like you order dinner, what do you want? If you say spaghetti and you want steak, you're going to get steak and you're not going to get the spaghetti you want.
Right.
If you want Hillary and you keep looking at Trump, you're not going to get Hillary.
Absolutely.
If you want love and you keep looking at everything that's wrong in your life, you're not going to get love. What do I want? I'm putting my order in for that. And you got to give it to me. I got to get off with you, honey. It's just too loud. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Whoa. Guys, if you're going to call in, please get in a quiet place and get off your speakerphone. Please. Okay. All right. Jeannie in Utah, you're up.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi, darling.
What you said earlier, I resonate so much with, and I just want to know what the channel has anything, if it has anything for me, because there's so much going on.
Yes, they want you to ask a specific question, because you see, you're not asking for what you want.
Okay. And
so
I can see that.
What do you
want
to know?
I can see how I am the conscious creator of my life. I can learn all of this stuff, but there's this bridge, and it's, as I'm talking to you, it's like it gets fearful in my chest that something just doesn't want to take that step. It's like afraid something's going to happen. And I don't
know
if that's
old. That's exactly what I address in the first part of the show. We're afraid.
Exactly, and that's what I...
Yeah, well, just know this is a lot of past life stuff that we've come in with for years, and this is what's plaguing all of us, guys. And we just have to be conscious. Okay, there's nothing foreign out here that's running me. This is within me, and it's within my cells, and I can do something about this. Guys, you know, I'm working with this brain expert, and I've done about 8 sessions now. I cannot tell you how much more I am in my knowing that all of the things that we teach spiritually are connected scientifically to the brain. So what I want you to understand is anything, and I mean anything in this life that you want to turn around, you have the power to do it. You've got to retrain your brain to get on board. So they're taking me to your dad, Jeannie. So what did your dad have to do with expecting bad shit to happen in your life?
Because he left when I was 7 years old. He just left us with nothing, and then all of a sudden we were poor, and my mom did really good things, but it's that fear that once it gets good, something, you know, it might be taken away, but also being a kid, not being in a position where you could be the controller of what was going to happen. It just happened to
you. Yeah, but yet, you see, as a kid, what happened to us was, oh, I've got to carry the load now.
Yes.
I got to carry the load. Okay. Are you willing to put the load down? Because until you're willing to put the load down, your brain can't see the world any other way.
Okay, because I took the retrain your brain. I am, you know, every time I find myself going off into that fearful whatever, I just like, nope, pull back. Come back to center. You know, be still.
Yes.
You know.
And what do you want? You were taught as a child, daddy leaves, we're not safe, we're poor, and I've got to carry the load. What's the positive opposite of that?
That I can do anything I want, that everything will be fine, that abundance
that I'm supported. Jeannie, I'm supported. The whole universe supports me and works with me. I am safe and secure in this world. Now I'm going to go be happy and create some stuff.
Okay, so that's what's in the background. When you're talking, I can feel it behind me and in my backside, just that that's what's kind of a shadow, that I don't feel supported. I've always had to depend on myself, so now...
Yeah, well, you're looking at your mirror here. And that's what, on some level, we all got that. So around all that energy, any of that energy that's still darkening our energetic pattern, we are commanding all energy be integrated now completely into love, divine love, which is all expansive, all knowing, all giving, all supporting. so that all of me supports all of me. I am ready, willing, and able to give up anything in this moment right now that does not support me feeling love. And so it is.
Thank you.
Can you feel that? Now
I can. In fact, I wanted to say amen.
Yeah, exactly, amen. It's done. Prayer's been offered. The order's been put in. It's done. Now all you have to do is every time, and you might not at all, but if you fall back into that pattern, you remind your brain, all my energy is created into divine love, which is support and honor and the whole universe caring for me. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yep, we've got to stay conscious, guys. You're so welcome, darling. Thanks for calling in. And we're going to Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hi. I guess I'm right in line with everybody. I was calling with a problem I've had for like 10 months that I cannot release. But
yes,
I did
can.
A lot of
yes,
things around
can.
It this morning. And the last 5 days, I have woken up dizzy. Not being able to walk without holding onto the wall. And I've done things around that, and I've hugged my trees and all that, and it gets better during the day. And I did a lot of work today, or a lot of asking for what I want. And I guess I just wanted to know if I've done
okay.
It.
All right, George. Got some, so much came in while you were talking. First of all, I'm not a doctor because there's some physical things.
Right.
Anytime I give medical information, it's from an energetic point of view. You should always check with your physician. But they would like for you, is there some way you can take your blood pressure before you get out of bed?
I don't have a, maybe my neighbor does. I don't have a blood pressure thing.
Well, you can get a blood pressure thing at CVS. They're not that big a thing. But the way I'm understanding it, how they're showing me, is to check your blood pressure to see if it's low. Do you usually have high blood pressure?
No, it's always been low.
Okay. Well, they think maybe for some reason it's going lower, and when you wake up, it's low, and that's what's making you feel like you're going to pass out.
Isn't that funny? That ran through my mind today because my mother had something later in life that really did the same kind of thing, but much worse in a way. Yeah.
At what age, they want to know?
Oh, about 92.
Okay, and how old are you?
72.
Okay. You've not connected the two, but your focus on age and aging is bringing this up. Are you aware that you have a lot of focus on aging now?
A bit, because I felt so tired and things recently, and the thing that's been up for me for 10 months has been a cough that I've, you know, it's gotten much better, and I've worked that, and it when I cough, sometimes I pee, and it's just, so I guess, I don't know about the cough having anything to do with aging, but maybe the other does, but
no,
that's the thing that's been hanging on for so long.
What I'm understanding, hold on, they're telling me I'm not understanding this in the highest way.
Okay.
This is one of the things from past lives that you're dealing with right now. The fear of aging.
Okay.
And so the fear of aging, and you literally came in with it, the fear of aging and the focus on aging subconsciously and the expectation in your brain of aging and the fear of aging, is what's creating the physical symptoms.
Oh, and it started, and it really sort of started after my mother died, which was about 2 years ago. Like, I'm the oldest one in my family now and all that stuff.
Okay. So now,
and even then, you know, my kids have left. They're not around me. You know, it's not that I'm alone, but anyway, okay.
All right, so you just put the whole thing together, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So where do you want to bring your focus back onto?
Feeling young and youthful and vital and at peace.
Yes, and, you know, reminding your brain that age is just a state of mind. If you've left your dreams behind, then you're old.
Oh, and the thing is, I've had more of my dreams come true in the last year than I can, dreams that I didn't even have. So I just,
okay.
that's what I focus on. You got it.
And then joy, keep creating more dreams, because like Abraham Hicks says, we're always reaching for the next thing. Once you get to your goal, you want to create another goal to reach for, even if it's just being happy all day, every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So around all of this, for all of us, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. I am commanding all energy is integrated completely into my divine self, which is love. And so it is. All right, darling. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wow. That was interesting. All right.
You're not kidding.
Whoops. I didn't get you off, did I? Hang on, where'd you go?
Okay, sorry.
Well, it says you're off.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't quite. I can hear you, but. On my switchboard, it says you're off. Stephen, you're going to have to take her off for me. Please. Just be quiet while I go on to the next caller, okay?
Yes.
All right, baby. We're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Okay. I'm going to compound on what everybody else has talked about, especially you. I've had one heck of a week. And I'm focusing on creating.
No, Patty. They're saying you're focusing on creating, but you're not focusing on creating what you want. Boy, they're really adamant that we get this today. So
okay.
Tell me exactly what you want, Patty.
I want financial flow. I want to get a new mortgage. I want my dog to be healthy and stop scratching. And
let's just take the financial flow.
Okay.
Because your dog scratching is a metaphor for all this thing that's itching you to death.
Okay.
So when I say you've asked for financial flow, it goes right to no. So tell me, on a day-to-day basis, when you get up, how do you start dealing with financial flow?
How do I start dealing? I go to my computer. I look at what bills to pay down so I can get my credit score up, to get a new loan. I repeatedly ask my mortgage company for financial assistance, and now my mortgage is actually going up $500.
Okay. Well, let's look at that. So you believe that you're asking for financial flow and balance. You're not. Because what you're doing is, I'm going to go to the computer. How can I fix this? How can I make it better? How can I get what I want? But all of that focus is on what's wrong. Can you grasp that, you guys? What are we focusing on to fix? And they want to go to a core belief here. Okay. The first one. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So this is the way your altered ego that I talked, if you didn't hear last week's show, guys, and you're on today, go back and listen to last week's show. This is how your altered ego makes you think that you're integrating yourself and focusing on love. Oh, well, I'll worry. I'll worry about what's going on, and that will make it better. Because we've all been taught if we worry and we try to fix things and we go into the drama of things, then we're actually doing something about it. That's the worst thing you can do. That is not going to create what you want. So let's look at this. I'll never be good enough. So I leave the creation process because I'll never be good enough to create. So I'll go into worry because that's the way I was taught to micromanage everything. But that is not integrating all of you into love. That is allowing part of you to be your altered ego and fight the Christ in you, which is the creation part. So that you got a devil and an angel, and they're battling each other out within you, guys. We got to get everything integrated into the positive. So, again, you want to focus on flow. You want to ask for flow.
Okay.
But you want to ask for flow from a place of feeling what flow is. You've had a lot of great victories this year, Patty, and they
yes.
are underlining this. They are stressing to you, okay, that it is so important for you not to fall back into the worry and the angst and the kind of grief that about anything, because that's the gift of your disease, of this cancer, this dis-ease, came in to go, look, nothing is worth that.
Right.
What you're doing
yeah.
to your body is not worth that. So, guys, try and feel this. I'm going to use Patty as an example. Patty is a wonderful makeup artist in the television and film industry, right?
Yes.
And so she wants to feel into the joy and excitement of going to work. She wants to feel into the joy and excitement of commitment. And after we get off of Patty, I'm going to go into commitment because that's been a big time with me. She wants to say, okay, I want money flow. However it wants to come in, I want money flow. But one way I know it can come in is if I feel joyful and happy and excited about being at work. So I'm going to create, just sitting here, I'm going to create the vibration of attracting more work. And then, sure, I'll send out stuff and make calls because I really know that that excitement of being at work and the joy of being at work and working with great people, that's going to be so great for me to live in. That'll create my money, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Most of all, Patty, you want to live in the joy and excitement of knowing that the whole universe supports you. And that kind of covers everybody that's ever going to be on or listen to this call. Can we be excited about the whole universe supporting us, loving us, partnering with us? because from the beginning of our physical incarnations, we have not felt that way. And we keep this altered ego alive, trying to make ourselves great by winning over ourselves. Let's integrate ourselves and work together so that the rest of the universe can come in and support us. Do you understand, Patty?
I do. And I actually asked the violet flame to integrate all, to transmute all into positive energy. I do it as part of my morning routine.
Okay. And they want you to have this piece of information. You're
yes.
doing it from a vibrational state of fear.
Okay.
You're not doing it from your power and your joy and your love.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're all doing it from that place of, oh, my God, I don't want, you know, my life to stuck in this way, or I don't want to be this way, or I don't want to have to worry about this way. I'll invoke the violet flame and the golden light. So the violet flame and the golden light comes in to balance everything, and then we never say what we want. So it doesn't ever go any further. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, they've spent 2 years teaching us simple ways to do this, focusing on the red dot, okay, going to your love place. They're such simple things that you try them when I offer them to you, when the channel brings them up, and then we all forget and we don't do it. Satanama is one of the best ways to realign your brain. Look, tomorrow's e-blast, please click on the thing that I have found. It's an interview. It's like 25 minutes. Click on it. Listen to it. It will put a lot of this together for you.
Thank you.
If you're not looking at some of the things I put on the e-blast, you're losing a lot of tools that you can use to reinforce what we get to on the Sunday shows. Okay?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense what you said, because I am doing the morning routine and this and that, but my vibration, I will definitely change.
Yeah, go to your love place first and then do it and feel
okay.
into love, because that's going to create what you want if you clearly state what you want.
Okay.
But just saying, I want money flow, when it comes from, oh, my God, I don't have enough money, and now my mortgage is going up, you see, cancels each other out. It's the altered ego or the Antichrist or the negative vibration battling the Christ, the creation part, the love vibration, the higher vibration that creates and attracts what you want to you. So we have to integrate the Antichrist, the altered ego, the negative part of us, into love so that it's totally integrated and working with the part of us that gets what we want. And one of the ladies on my show, we were talking about some things that were going on in our lives, and she said, yeah, but, you know, Dee, I just like me better when I'm happy. Isn't that the truth? Don't we like ourselves? Don't we feel better about ourselves when we're happy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be our focus.
Let me ask you, with the Antichrist, is that part of integrating every day?
Well, absolutely. Look, the Antichrist
okay.
and the Christ, you can say negative thinking versus positive thinking. It's the same thing.
I just wanted to know if it was like done today or it part of my morning routine. So it is part of my morning routine.
It's a continual, joyful creation consciously.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too, baby. Thank you for calling in. Wow. All righty. And we're going to Ayesha. I hope I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right in Chattanooga?
Hi, Dee. It's Aisha.
Aisha, you keep telling me that, and my Kansas sounding out stuff keeps taking me over. Aisha.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, I was on hold the other time, but I never got through, so I'm glad to talk to you today. And we have a mutual friend in Chattanooga, Vicki Lewis.
Oh, sure.
Does that ring a bell? Yeah.
Oh, of course. Vicki's longtime client.
I know. She's wonderful. I love her.
She is. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm calling today because I'm coming out of a very long period of radical growth and change. There's a lot that happened, birth, death, moving, all kinds of things. And recently I've just started to feel that I have all of this like untapped creative potential in doing things that I've never really done before, like performing or dancing, just being really creative. And I'm also in the process of dreaming up this little apothecary healing center in Chattanooga. And, you know, I want to command what I want. That was kind of a new concept for me that Vicki introduced me to, that kind of language. And I want to go where spirit says to go, and I want to do it joyfully while being able to, like, take...
Stop, Aisha. That's where you're tripping yourself up.
Okay.
Spirit is you. So if you're waiting for spirit to tell you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Got it. Yeah.
What do you want? That's what spirit wants.
Yeah. Well, because really, I feel that I'm going, I am going in the direction that I/spirit wants.
But you're still, if you listen to your words, baby, you're still separating yourself from spirit.
Okay.
I/spirit. You are spirit. You are, there is one energy. One energy. We get to take that energy in physical form and direct it in many different ways toward what we want.
Yes.
Okay? But if you're, you know, so many times when I work with people privately, they'll say, well, I'm waiting for God to tell me, or I'm waiting for my guides to show me. Well, God and your guides and your angels are all waiting for you.
Yeah, they're in service to me.
Tell me what you want. Be excited and feel good about it. I will do everything in my power. I will use all the gifts of the world to bring that to you. But you've got to order your dinner first.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the only thing that's holding you back from moving into your total power right now.
Okay.
So talk to it. Talk to God. Talk to your angels. Talk to the universe. Talk to all energy. Okay?
Yeah.
And go, look, this is what I want. This is what my order is. Okay, guys, I know we create this together. All energy works together. I know that. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, do I feel powerful now that you know exactly what I want and you will work with me to create this.
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because our definition, Aisha, of God in this community is all thought and all possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That means all thought, positive and negative, all possibility, positive and negative, is God. God is choice. God is everything, omniscient, omnipresent. My clear understanding is that God, the one energy, loved us so much that he gave us the opportunity to create just like he does. It does. She does.
Yeah.
But in the physical incarnation, we have got to be the conscious creator then and go after exactly what we want. You understand?
Yes, I think so. So the only thing that you see kind of, you know, the stumbling block is me seeing myself as separate from that. And really, I am a part of it. Okay.
You're the biggest part of it on this plane.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Your
well,
body,
thank you so much.
For example, your body can't do anything unless your brain chooses for your hand to pick the cup up.
Yeah, that's true. That's
well,
true.
That's how your whole life works. You have to direct what you want manifested. All right, baby?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. We're getting some real fabulous, incredible clarity here today around all this stuff. I love it. We're going to Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, honey.
Oh, hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, it's funny. I want to get some clarity about, and it's been so exhausted, but...
Okay. I'm having a hard time understanding you. Are you on a speaker, or is there any way we can get a little more clarity?
Yeah, better?
Yeah, you're just kind of skipping out on me every once in a while.
Oh, you know something? I'm going to have to... I'll talk across the street. No, I was saying that... No, I've just been really, really tired. And
okay, the first thing they gave me is quit fighting.
Quit fighting?
When we're fighting against ourselves or against the world, we get very tired. And now they want me to go to a core belief here. Okay, they're taking me to the core belief when I'm loved, I'm depressed. So let's look at that in the context of what we're talking about here today. Okay, hold still, Phyllis, hold still. So in the context of what we're talking about, we're directing all energy to be integrated completely into love. But if we have the belief when I'm loved, I'm depressed, then we're going to fight loving ourselves and fight the integration of that completely. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a big thing, a culmination of what we all have to get on board with now. Why do you think we would get depressed when we're loved, especially when we love ourselves?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, give me a call.
Singing in the Rain.
Okay, well, that's a perfect example, right? So, Singing in the Rain, he was incredibly happy. They were incredibly happy. But, you know, the sunshine, which we as human beings equate with happiness, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow and all that. So you've got that yin and yang and that non-integration working together. So in order for me to be happy, there has to be some rain. In order for me to be happy, truly happy, and to love myself, I have to pay for it somehow. Well, the fact is we just don't. You don't have to pay for any of your good. You're supposed to have your good. You're supposed to expect it. You're supposed to know, we're supposed to know we're worth it. Come on, bring it on. Give me everything. And when I truly love myself, I am joyously happy because all of me is integrated into the creation of what I want then. So we have to let go of that age-old thing that we've all been carrying, that we've got to pay for our happiness in some way. You know, if we're going to truly be free and happy, some part of us has to get crucified, like our mortgage going up, like our bodies becoming challenged the older we get. Right?
Right.
we have to pay for it in our relationship somehow, in our happiness somehow. But that's just not true, guys. And that is the highest, they're saying, that is the highest, what's the word I want, application of the altered ego, of the Antichrist, is this age-old core religious belief that we're not worth it, that we have to pay for God's good graces. And they're showing me a bunch of spirits, angels, God, himself, itself, laughing. It's the stupidest thing they ever heard of, and they don't know where the hell we ever got it. That you never had to pay for anything. You just had to create. But you keep creating, we keep creating through fear. Instead of, look, I'm just going to order dinner, and I know it's going to come. So put that together for me now with what you've been going through. Phyllis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, put it together. Put everything they just gave you together with what you've been going. Well, tell me in words. Tell me right now.
Tell you?
Yes. Feed back to me what you have to do now.
Oh, it's really just loving yourself, no matter what.
Well, loving yourself without feeling that you have to pay for that in some way.
Right. Right.
And that's what's been driving you and making things fall out. So the more we say, I'm going to love myself, the more depressed we get because we think, oh, if I truly, truly love myself, I'm going to have to pay for it somehow. And so we create ways of paying for it, like not being happy with the people that we work with. Finding something wrong in a perfect relationship. That's the way our altered ego works. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Let's balance all that, everybody. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Okay, so around our horror line being straight, strong, and through the ID points, our chakras open, our pituitary and pineal open, our heart open, merged with our whole brain, we absolutely know that all of our energy is integrated completely into our divine selves, which is love. All energy is focused on creating from, creating with love, the energy of love. If we love ourselves, we don't go into reaction of what's happening in the world. If we love ourselves, we expect the best. If we love ourselves, we open our hearts, go to our love place, our feeling of love, and state clearly, this is what I want. If we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to know that the entire universe is working with us to create what we want. It's done. Keep your focus on what you want this year, this week, this day, this moment. And create that. And so it is. Okay, guys, we're at the close of another show, very powerful show on the reminders of the creation process. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, knowing that you are worth it. And we will meet again next week. Much love to you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.